Yes. Welcome to another episode, Adult Made with Love. We were just funning out real bad. I got my man. He came back. We back. I guess when I did that again, that was 111. We on them number sequences. Every time I look up, that's how I know these episodes be destined to be. Everything is on the everything. We on location. I'm on location again. I'm giving you back to back to back. I just dropped the episode day before last night. Then I gave you something on the 22nd. Now I'm about to drop you something tonight. Come on, fuck with me here, man. What's up, Rick?
Cooling in the element. Ready to go.
Say something to the people.
What's up, people?
What's up, people?
What's going on?
What's up, people?
I hope you're feeling loved. And if you ain't feeling loved, we got love for you.
Hey.
Spread that.
They really got love for us. They really checked out that episode we did. It's called "What to Wait to Be Anxious."
To be patient. To be anxious is to be patient.
Nah, nigga, you said it. Nah, nigga, hold the fuck up.
Hold up.
The title of the episode was "To Be Anxious is to Wait Your Turn."
To wait your turn.
Oh, was that right? Because I was about to say,
I mean, it's patient too. To be anxious is to wait your turn, but that's patience too. Waiting your turn. You know what I'm saying? That's what we was talking about, how it came about.
Let's get our flight tickets together. We about to board this flight. This is, what is it? Flight 6, episode 4 or 5. This shit is all mixed up. I need some goddamn structure, Rick.
Just tune in.
Rick, I need some structure.
A little structure won't hurt.
Just a little bit. I got the plan in order. Everything is everything. I am feeling good. I've definitely got my mojo back. I'm spitting them out like, you know.
Consistency key.
I was about to say somebody's name, but I didn't want to do that. I said spitting them out, and I just paused.
Yeah, there you go.
Sometimes you just got to shut the fuck up.
A pause
you shut the fuck up. You heard the party in the background, listeners? I mean, my enlightened loved ones. That is not Jingle Bells.
No.
It's not Christmas in the background.
Now, that's gold water.
That gold water. Not the monotonic goal either. We ain't on that episode. That's a whole nother episode right there. Making sure I'm good and feeling good and wonderful. Yes. We just testing this shit out, getting everything together. We gonna talk some shit tonight. I need to readjust my seating.
Hey, before we get started into our other, you want that high?
Yeah, seat. I gotta get up.
These guys do make you feel like you're at the beach.
Yeah, that's not posse.
We on location, but it ain't the motherfucking beach.
We ain't on vacation.
I want to talk about some stupid shit that just happens on a regular, right? So I'm
gonna say,
in my everyday life, I'm a delivery person. You understand? I deliver packages all day. Ladies, not the packages y'all want.
Whoa!
I don't deliver that like this.
At the club?
Yeah, I was.
This is much better. Now my voice is more projected.
You,
I was like,
elevated. Elevation.
That was a witness. You have just witnessed me elevate.
Elevate. Yeah, yeah.
By the sounds of your ears, nigga, they just witnessed the fucking evolution. Shout out to me. But and let me wrap everything up before we get into talking this shit, because we're gonna talk this shit tonight. Y'all been fucking these numbers up. I actually been running numbers up. You've been running that numbers up. I just dropped the last episode. That's the blessed episode. I really, really was fucking with that one. That one came from the heart. I was flowing consistently for about 50 minutes on the ass, straight downloads. And I felt really good about it. I really, 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 really did feel good about it. And I'm glad you did too, because it's been showing up in the numbers. Shout out to Spotify. You know, I always gotta get our loved ones out in the open. I gotta get my flight together. I'm trying to board. Y'all know I'm all at the ticket booth right now. I need some sparkage. So, first of all, how you feeling and all that shit today, listeners? I hope all is well wherever you are listening at. I appreciate you for listening. And we here, fucking Ricky. What's up? Welcome back. We get, well, we edit all that out if you want to take it. It's okay.
Take
go ahead.
That ring out.
Oh, but okay.
I'm good, man. We back. We good. I'm happy you're here. I'm here.
Yeah.
On location.
Rick is back.
You know, I'm back. Expect me like you expect Christ.
Not focus. Okay.
Spread his love.
Not expect me like you expect Christ. It's a lot of Christ expectancies out here.
Hey.
And platforms. And, yeah, they had a good time with that, man. I got invited off the last podcast that we did. I got an invitation out to a crawfish boil.
Okay.
I have posted a clip of the podcast on the drink. We was talking about the porn and shit.
Okay. So I say, come visit us.
Hey, that was a motherfucker. Oh, hold up.
Come visit us.
Oh, I'm being baited in. Crawfish boy, I'm about to be the fucking crawfish.
Come on, jump in this bag.
I'm the fucking
some sausage and potatoes.
Yeah, my thinking I'm being invited into an elite club, a social club.
Will you stay with Cliff?
I'm gonna be the fish. I'm
the season of the gumbo.
God,
I suck the head off that dick, crawfish.
I'm gonna let you know how that shit went because I'm still gonna go.
If you need a chauffeur.
It's in the Capitol Hill area too. You know, a lot of underground shit be going on.
Put on that suit jacket I've been waiting to put on.
I'm definitely not dressing up to go eat crawfish. I'm going with a bunch of comedians. I think they some comedians. They are comedians.
Why would you dress up to eat crawfish? I thought about that when I
yeah, like why would you do why that? Would that, you do that? That was.
I'm glad you challenged me. That would be so arrogant. That was stupid. Like,
if someone walked in dressed up eating crawfish and didn't give a fuck,
it would be arrogant.
Yeah. I'd be like, this arrogant motherfucker just got closed the way. You know, kids suck. Like, what would that suck be like?
I don't get to dress up all the time.
So to be goddamn. That's just the reason. Crawfish. Fuck it. I'm going to dress up on C Street, Southeast Capitol Hill.
It's just the reason. I've been waiting to put these all white Air Force Ones on with this damn blue summer suit. This young linen.
Not you dressing like you class in 19, prom and shit with a suit and sneakers on and shit.
You show up, everybody looking at you like, he ain't know where he was coming, huh?
Oh, man. Ain't no way he was fucking running from or coming from.
It's that Welcome Home Roscoe Jingle.
Welcome
shit.
Back. That's what that
welcome
shit is.
Welcome back.
I needed a clip. That just said, welcome back. Man. I wanted to run into some shit today. I had some things that we gonna get into, man. I'm really in a good fucking mood. My girl is looking beautiful as ever nowadays. Okay. Not to say nowadays.
Yeah, nowadays, like she came up.
She
elevated. No booze.
You see, beautiful.
You see
how, hey, who the fuck you think told her the evolution? You
clean
see
up
how
a mouthful.
You see how I just evolved on this motherfucking joint.
Okay.
Everything around me. Ass rules everything around me. Cheeks.
Gotta have them, y'all.
Nah, she looking good as ever. She cut her hair.
Okay.
You know.
Hello.
Huh?
Hello.
Hello. Can you go? Hello. Can you go?
That was one of the best episodes of mine.
Tanya Nicole.
Yeah. I like your mole.
I was appreciated when I heard mole on TV. Okay. I got quite a few. Chocolate chip. My face giving chocolate chip. Chips Ahoy is in my lineage.
Chips
in my
Ahoy. The chewy ones, you? Is this the red bag and the blue bag? Which one is you getting?
No, I'm definitely a blue bag.
You're a blue bag.
No, I might be giving chewy.
Yeah,
that's I'm the red the bag that is. Yeah. Nah, but I ain't even that. I'm more like I take you back. I'm more like the motherfucking Otis Spunksmeyer.
Oh, yeah. They used to sell those after school.
These is vintage modes.
They used to sell them after school.
These is vintage spots on my face. Fuck 101. 102.
I said that's character.
Nah, but. And now everybody fucking wanted, you know what I'm saying, just to have it, you know what I'm saying. But what was you motherfuckers at when I was in the middle of the third grade?
when I was the first. been a pioneer.
I'm trying to rip these motherfuckers off. Somebody gonna tell me, well, if you remove one, then you gonna bleed to death.
With my eyes. That's what I'm saying. If you need to get your plane tickets, we are back aboard. We are back up in this bitch. I'm gonna run it back real quick. So that's a moment of silence for this.
You know, I'm no stranger to hard times. So, see, you cried and you made me cry. Just digging deep, honestly. You know, you're going to be faced with adversities throughout your life. This was a pretty big one, but I just kind of relied on my hard work getting through it. I know this sounds so small, but you know, dying in practice, you know, and just hard workouts, you find a way to just grind it out, just put your head down and just keep going, just keep moving forward. You know, you can never stand still, and that was my thing. Just never be still, never get too focused on the now, and just, you know, looking forward to, you know, what's to come.
And that was a brief intermission of the Dope Made With Love show. We've been through some tough times. We've been through the struggle getting this podcast together. You know what I'm saying? Don't make me cry. Stop laughing. Don't make us cry, because it was rough getting through here. We on location, as you just heard, the trucks in the back. That was, you know what I'm saying?
It's real life.
This is real life. This is a real fucking podcast. You know what I'm saying? I'm really out here in these trenches. When I say I'll be slanging it, I'm out here in these trenches right now.
For love.
You know what I'm saying?
For love with that love.
So much love. It almost makes me
want to go deep. Like that. Shout out to the legendary Brittany Griner. Allowing us to really be free with our voices. You know what I'm saying? Now that's how the fuck she said.
Hey, yo.
You say it.
Yeah, like this.
You know, I'm gonna take my basketball time and sit up on it. Sit my ass down.
Bluetooth disconnecting.
This country ever again. Ever again. Bahamas bitch, no.
No.
I'm about to turn to Bruce Willis.
Tulum to who?
Yeah, they know. We know we could keep her, but no. Hey, so that was Brittany Griner.
That was Brittany Griner.
At first,
Brittany Griner.
I'm Jonah.
She shouldn't have cut her wisdom off.
Hey,
so when she cut the locks, did that? I never heard her voice until that.
Yo,
I ain't gonna hold you.
I'm over here. I didn't know what it was, guys. So my natural, who is this nigga?
What if one day I'm your dog? I'm your motherfucking dog. I wear the boxers. I wear the, you know, sports bra thing. You know, I'm you know, we on the same wavelength. But would I be the same nigga? Would you let me fuck with you? I came around one day.
It's like
this.
Like that?
This is how I came around.
May
I
talk
more? What a bitch is that? What a homie. Who got the bitches?
It will be
good. Hey, yo, her ass feathers shit.
My nigga. You see that?
You see her ass?
You come from that shit.
God damn.
Clean your throat. What's wrong with you? It calls, nigga. You sick?
This is my voice.
Nah, nigga, you woke up different.
Nigga, you woke up different, man. We on the flight. I hope I'm fucking with this.
Yeah.
I'm fucking with this vibe. We had to take a 10-10 for 10-hour one. If you're from the DC area, you already understand what that means. We back on flight, man. We got some shit. We got some shit we can, you know, really rap about tonight. I had some things I wanted to get just your point of view of some things, you know what I'm saying? So we just 420 just passed.
Oh yeah.
I know it was a lot of plane tickets. Right. Like a nigga caught a lot of people caught a lot of flights.
Mm-hmm.
Some people were taking too much flight.
Too much flight.
It's the such thing as too much flight. And this ain't got nothing to do with age or stage, because we don't even believe in this and all that shit over here at the show. But motherfucker, I mean, it's some time out on the wax. Sometimes wax ain't just that.
You got to lay off some of that. I don't know.
And that's just not for 420. Shout out to all the 420s. But that's 421. You know, 215, 214, whatever.
4-1,
9-11. It don't fucking matter. Like,
every day.
Sometimes this shit is getting out of control.
Out of control. It's
getting out of control.
The best smoker.
It's fucking up the whole nostalgia of just the experience. Not so much the nostalgia, but the experience of social smoking.
Yeah.
The vibe you catch with a group of people or your sessions or whatever. Even though everybody, you know, you gotta scale back.
On the
dangerous
mm-hmm.
flags on the play all over people mouths and oral, you know, shit be going on. Yep. You never know when niggas eating ass on the regular.
Hey, listen, I feel like, yo, we over a certain age. You know what I'm saying?
To eat ass?
No, not to eat ass. That's a different subject.
We over a certain age to eat ass? We're going to that.
But the blood shit, the sharing of the 420, you know, the socially be doing it, niggas be weird. Like, random niggas will pass you a J. Here you go.
Yeah.
It's a peace offering. I get it.
Get it.
But me and who I am with my hygiene, bro, I don't want to smoke with you. We have a certain age. You should be able to have your own J. We can all just put the J in the safe. Now, my dog, my family, you know what I'm saying, my good people, and they probably, that's as nasty as I'm going to get, like, family, because I know some of my family, like you said, probably eat ass.
Yeah, eat ass.
You know what I'm saying? It ain't nothing wrong with it.
Ain't nothing wrong with eating.
But is the ass you eating clean?
Let me tell you some shit I seen.
Are you seeing Tootsie Rolls back?
Speaking of fucking Tootsie Roll, a smushed Tootsie Roll, nigga. Let me tell you some shit. I ain't even gonna give him a label.
Mm-mm.
A person I was around. In my motherfucking car, right? Close and dear to me. You know me. It's if you in my car, you close and dear to me. Ain't just no
stick
your thumb out, everybody get it.
Nah, ain't that.
So we in there, we catching a flight. He had some plane tickets. I said, hey, look, let me cop a plane ticket. You can board with me. Fuck it. You board. It's your plane, but I pay for your seat too. Come on over.
Yeah.
Nigga. The session went very well. Nice little debate. We get into it all the time about random shit. He a know-it-all. I didn't even mean to put agenda on it. My bad. This nigga give me the peace out. I'm about to leave. This nigga get up. First of all, his cheeks. I looked around. It looked like a smushed Tootsie Roll on a wet piece of loose leaf paper. You know how the lines be blurred, the little water splat. I looked.
The colors is funny.
What's happening? This nigga got a whole illusion around his mask.
He a magician.
Is that a ghost around your
magician?
Is that fog coming from around your asshole? Your asshole is dirt and looking. I was so fucked up on my seat.
Oh man!
I went immediately to the motherfucking nearest parking lot.
Let me get that 409. Let me get that Windex.
I had that shit in the car. I went to the nearest empty parking lot. You know how parking lot you just want to pull up in. You don't want to park straight enough. You just want to get to it, open all your car doors, and be cleaning. In the rain,
with your favorite soundtrack,
with your mad as shit. Now I got to smoke again. This J was for later. Had I seen that shit? Cause it couldn't even be like, no, damn, yo.
Yeah.
Bad enough you got the big back, no ass. So it's them type of shape.
Here's the question.
All right.
You seen it?
I seen it.
You didn't like it?
I never liked it.
It's your family member.
I don't know.
when you see when you see that family,
I don't know.
When you see Cousin Shitty,
last name. Nickname could be Smitty.
Shitty Smitty. Do you tell this cousin like last time you was in here, dog? You last time you was in here, when you got out,
excuse me, y'all.
You left some shit.
I wanted to bring it up. I've seen him since, and I wanted to like, but it's like, where do that? What it's like double dash? Where do I gotta get on beat? Yeah. We gotta be a momentum. We gotta catch him.
You don't know how
catch him one day when he Joan and be like, hold up, nigga. I ain't even in it. I just want
you can't talk about him.
No, I'ma purposely laugh at some shit and make him look at me. Well, hold up. Make sure, nigga, you wanna fuck me. You don't know what I got to tuck.
Oh,
you
man.
Don't fucking know what I got in the tuck. But that shit 420 was good overall. That was just something that fucked me up. I know that shit fucked me up. I was high as shit. You know how I was on 420?
I bet that.
That's love.
That's love right there. Indeed. Right. Everything. I bet that. Okay. Oh, yeah. Hell nah. Not at all.
You did right.
Yeah, hell yeah. All right, bro.
You too, yo.
Enjoy the rest of your night. Oh yeah, I be out here laughing. It's all good.
You might hear us laughing. We're
yeah, we gonna be laughing too. We podding right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's that dope made with love right there. That's dope. That's that neighborhood.
I'm gonna leave that. Right I'm gonna leave that shit on them.
Yeah.
To our enlightened loved ones. Yeah, that was
neighborhood,
our neighbor, and he. I don't know why we were setting up, because we all on location right now.
Mm.
While we were setting up, he was in there playing Call of Duty. I heard him yelling his Call of Duty shit. Then all of a sudden, he's like, I got to bust a move.
Right, right.
He came out on his balcony to let us know.
Made it back.
He needed some eyes on him, because shit can get dangerous when you're going to save family members, right? But let me tell you, before we get into that part.
Can I say something? Sorry. That's that vibration, though.
Mm-hmm.
We gave, you know what I'm saying? That's the determinant of a good vibration.
Mm.
Because just when he came out here to let us know that we was going down.
Yeah.
We said what we said.
Yeah, we did.
He left.
And
we didn't put negative energy in it.
And he felt the need to come back and report. Like
exactly. It went well. So that's when you put out them vibes, when it's you subconsciously putting it out because it's who you are.
That's who you are.
It's who you are. Like, you know, I say it about myself all the time, and not to get too deep real quick, but like
we
you
do
said,
that's
love right there. Like, why can't you love your neighbor?
That was
like
literally, you said, I mean, that was the that neighborhood was love.
We wasn't expecting that to come back out. We in our zone.
We back in the zone. Yeah.
But that's love.
Absolutely.
That's a form of love
that
right there. You know, that's a form of love.
Like,
they said when I left.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And we ain't wanted to be what we say. It ain't gonna be that.
It ain't gonna be that.
So we spoke that manifestation. But look, I was still high as shit.
420.
I'm high now.
That's the thing. Every day is 420.
Every day was 420.
Every day
get a little clumsy too. I just gotta, because I know they hear this thump and this shit in the background, so I just had to address it this time.
If you hear any noise, it's just me and the boys.
That's a real
getting
song.
It, yeah. You ain't never heard that thing.
Because I'm about to say, yeah, me, am song. I adding on to it? Because it felt like a real song. But look, I was so high and feeling good. I was on the flight. And I got to thinking, I want to see Beyonce and Chris Brown in the verses. What you think about that?
Beyonce and Chris Brown in the verses? That'd be different. That'd be dope, though. And I think that'd be
Beyonce and Chris Brown.
I think the babies will be made off of that verses.
Babies.
Generations.
Like inspirations, like motivation. Like, because they can go toe-to-toe even if she did pull a pull out her Destiny's Child bag.
Yeah.
He can go back into the first album and get
he got bangers when he had the list.
Oh, he did.
Tell me, have you seen her? It was about 10 minutes ago. I seen the hottest chick that a young had ever seen before. He was like, yeah.
He gave you a yo.
He's been on.
I think they can go, but I mean, for real, like,
when I hear dancing, song, I still do that dance.
Momentum of the show, consistency of the show, you know what I'm saying? Performance.
That'd be dope.
Visuals, be dope. Like studio production. They can go toe to toe. I would love to see that.
Now, could you get both of them together, though, monetarily?
That's never happening.
Is that ego and pride, or is
I think that just got a lot to do with that, in my opinion, you know, that he's still just like the ops.
Yeah.
He's got like the still the ops on that side with Jay-Z and Rihanna and all. He's still kind of ops.
But that'll be dope.
It'll be stupid dope. Yeah, it's something like if I had one wish, Ray J, I would definitely wish that I could see that just to, you know, just for it, because that would really make the world feel good. It'd be so much, you know. I will fuck with that. Listeners, loved ones, tell us how you feel about that. When you get into the vortex of everything, just let us know if you would love to see or even envision Beyonce versus Chris Brown.
That I swear that would be dope.
Speechless and take you down. We having sex that night.
That night.
Like right then.
Right
the
then. Right then.
Is it room? Because they're going to be on the floor for like 2 hours. We can go dip
everybody
off,
mind their business.
I know where we at is really public in this bitch, but the way I'm tingling, we got to do something.
Put
right
them
now.
To the side.
That's the type of person I am with sex. When I get that feeling, like if you with my person.
You a Marvin Gaye person. Sexual healing.
I definitely have, and this is no. This is no braggadocious shit, but I've been reviewed before.
Okay, tier reviewed. I'm tier reviewed out here.
No,
Freddie Tiffany internationally. No,
I'm out here just a roller. I ain't bopping out this bitch with it. I ain't bopping out this bitch, but I'm definitely like, I got enough reports. You know, I got enough credit history to understand my sexual. That I be, you know, I've been reported back to say that I put some mojos on one. You know, it's like it's a transference of energy. It's more than like physical sex. It's more of like an experience.
Gotta make it an experience.
It's everything really like a playhouse in that motherfucker when you fucking with me, because it's no attach. I come with no like. My soul ties are like a bliss. You want to tie yourself to this motherfucking soul.
Yeah.
So I'm the one on that end, and it's just pure fun and just, you know, I just know where to go. I'm a good student, too. I've had to learn. I'm a good student and shit like that, but I definitely like my reviews is up.
I take knowledge as well.
Come on.
Here or there.
Like, I'm really, I've had, if I could say, in my life, it's definitely been like, quality over quantity. Now I play with fire like a motherfucker, but right now I got, you know, that quality, my quality dog, and quality that can keep a secret. If you're a person that can keep a secret, I mean, just keep your mouth fucking closed and just let shit be. And like, if you can really, people be missing out on the fact of privacy and like the shit that you really have done, not just done like in some nasty, like you've done so wild. I'm just saying, just your experiences that you hold dear to yourself.
Right.
Nobody else, like, except for whoever was in that moment, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've experienced a lot of shit that I just never really talk about openly, but I, like,
right.
I've experienced places, people, things, like, but women? Yeah. I've had
some experiences.
Yes, and the shit that be taking me back, like, how, I didn't even know I don't, you know.
Pimp
C always say you get chose. I grew up on Pimp C.
Choose me.
You choose. I get chose. Like,
you know the game.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it can go in slow mo because you ain't choosing or speaking up. But that's still,
when it come, like you say, when it reached that vortex,
it's one of the motherfuckers that be like, God, how you end up here?
Yeah, but we here now.
I used to do wild shit, just take a picture of the bed, the scene after she left and shit. Like, damn, yeah. I motherfucking got that, man. Let's get back on fucking track.
This started out light blue.
For sure, fucking Suchet, you feel me? I love women. I haven't fully expressed that on the podcast. It's been mostly majority audio, so not a lot of people really can put the, you know. I like to be exclusive, dog. Yeah, you hear me, but you hear and feel me before you see me, man.
You're Chris Brown. And down
in love. Come on, man. Switch it up. I love women. I love dark skin. I'm going through that right now.
Yo.
Chocolate?
It's beautiful.
It's fucking chocolate.
It's beautiful.
Man.
It's beautiful.
I'm having a ball.
I mean,
a butterball. Like a butterball.
Like, I've always, I think since I was younger, I used to love chocolate girls. But they was mean to me, though, back in the day.
They did have a little, spice to them.
Yeah.
Because that's when it comes to being a girl that I've learned, and not to say I'm not a girl, but I ain't really had to experience too much. Like, I'm not the feminine girl, so I ain't got to. I'll be on the sidelines.
Right.
I know what's going on over there. I'm just not involved. But they had to fight for a lot over there. Colorism, light skin, you know what I'm saying? Rough and tough. They were always seen as the rough and tough ones that will fight for their rights.
Ever since
fucking Oprah smacked the motherfucker at the table.
Mm-hmm.
What's the Color Purple?
Color Purple.
See, ever since that shit, all her life she had to fight. Ever since she fucking said that, that's been the fucking staple. Chocolate. I'm on Coco Jones. Have you heard of Coco?
Oh, she's beautiful.
Oh my goodness.
She is
like my gorgeous. If Cash Doll had a daughter.
You spit straight chocolate fountain. You straight chocolate fountain.
Man,
who's your daddy? The Hershey bar?
Listen, man, I just dropped a blessed episode and I was giving up so much gain. But tonight with my man, this is what we do in real life. This is a side of me that I don't bring out a lot, and I want to talk some shit. This is real
just
me.
Talk that shit.
That's what makes this love shit so unconditional, because I'm not a fucking L7.
Nigga. Huh? No squares.
You're not a square or a gangster. You know what I'm saying?
That ain't the lane.
I ain't on here trying to say, I get bitches, I get money, and I do all that. We just having a good time.
What's goodie?
Y'all listening in on the podcast. But look, Ricky, let me get to the nitty gritty.
Ooh.
I've been rude. It's just that you're such a good loved one. And I know you for real. You my motherfucking man. I have not, given you a chance to properly introduce yourself, your skills, who you are, what you are, whatever you want to say, and let them know who the fuck is Ricky, because...
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Rick. I'm all the above.
What's Rick? Because I like now, Rick and Morty.
I'm a little bit of that. Pick a Rick.
Welcome, Pick a Rick. We got Pick a Rick on the
show. I like that one.
Nah, go ahead.
But man, it's me, Steady the Fly Guy, man of many talents. And
Steady the Fly Guy.
You know, that's your show, though. I'm that guy.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm fly in anything I do. Fly is a feeling. So steady. I'm steady with it.
That's how tomorrow.
Yeah.
In a sense. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just like that.
But
what do you do? What do you offer to the world? Who are you? Let them know.
Man,
I'm gonna let them know that this is my good man. We've been good.
What do I offer to the world? I'm still trying to figure that out, to be honest. But I feel like it's something that's important.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest. I really feel like it's something important. It's something within me, I don't know exactly what it is, but I feel like I got a mission to put out to the world. I don't know what it is yet, though, but I know my interactions with people. You know, I sit back and think about that. It's like I diffuse the situation sometimes just by my energy.
Mm-hmm.
Turn that shit into, so I feel like, yo, there's something out here I gotta do, but I don't know. But for right now, man, I'm business owner.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Business
let's
owner.
Let's talk about
working,
that right there.
You know what I mean?
Business owner. What's your business? Let the world know.
I'm a landscaper, man. I do landscaping for my business. Lawn maintenance, lawn care service. Amazing Grace. You know.
Oh, Amazing Grace.
Yeah, yeah.
There we go.
Amazing
I should
Grace.
Know this.
Oh, yeah. A play, but when you say it.
But that was real life, because somebody would have just like Amazing Grace. It is Amazing Grace.
That's how we start the conversation. You got to get in the door.
It's
sometimes
a conversational piece.
The name gets you in the door. You got to start a conversation.
I like that.
So
absolutely,
yeah, Amazing Grace.
And then you like you amazing it because I know your cut game is amazing.
It's amazing. I'm somewhat of somebody who likes to perfect whatever I'm doing.
Like Edward Scissorhands.
Man, that's my guy. I love that movie.
I fuck with him.
You know, and
I fuck with that grass.
You know, like
what's that real grass?
When you go to the barbershop. Mm-hmm. Or whatever, you go to your beautician, your barber shop, your lash technician.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that final touch is the shape up, right?
Okay.
The shape up in the barber shop, the final touch is the shape up, or that final twist.
Yeah.
That final twist, or that final thread on your eyebrow, or your mustache, or your chin. It's that.
Okay.
That's what people notice, the lines. It ain't necessarily the rest of it. It's the lines. It's the detail.
The detail. Because I'm thinking like lines. Some people sometimes got their little thing on their, you know, women got their little shit like a little beard. Like them lines.
Yeah, the Brittany Grant. Let's not go back.
Because I can go there. I mean, it's been a struggle.
Oh, man.
Don't make me cry.
Yeah, nah, that's me, man. I'm Rick. I'm Steady the Fly Guy. I'm all over, man. Father at most.
Yes.
But, you know,
got kids.
Yeah, three beautiful kids. I love them.
What's parenthood like? My listeners know.
It's a piece of shit. You going to keep it in stock. I love my kids, but this shit is ghetto. It's a piece of shit. It's a great thing. It's a blessing. It's fun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm just joking when I say this shit.
Of course.
You know, it's just comedy. But it's just comedy. But yeah, shit ghetto. I love my kids, but the shit ghetto. It's just like, your little, when they say, it's not just for women, when they say your little broke friends, your little broke best friends. Because you enjoy, if you enjoy
my
your
little
kids.
But broke best friend, I can fucking have $1,000 in my pocket and still be like, Dad, let me get some gas.
Yeah, like,
because I just feel that's different though. For
just
me.
Throwing shit in the car because that's to
more. Yeah, because that's more just Dad. I ain't out in the real world with a man, so you gotta pick up the slack.
Oh man,
that's just
this is what I'm in store for.
I'm just using you for practice. You help me test my limits.
I could go here. I could do this much. Like,
and no, I'm still covered because you know every woman got a little nest.
Yeah.
A little money nest. Shout out to the women with the money nest. We get money.
Yeah, my grandma used to call it Bible money.
Yeah,
that's where it used to get hid at.
Okay,
granddad,
but I definitely won't get it out.
Granddad wasn't going in the Bible, so. That's where that nest was.
I wish you wouldn't win it. Like, you can go in there for $1 for this fucking ice cream truck. I'm more stingy than a bitch.
That final quarter
shit.
I used to empty out that water container.
The yellow one?
Big blue one. The big blue water container. You know the big 2 gallon jug go upside down.
Yeah.
Used to fill that up with change. Just had to go in there and rob.
We doing really good tonight. I'm really fucking with how things are flowing.
Yeah.
And if I could segue again, shout out to Spotify. Shout out to all the platforms we are on. Shout out to I Love Your Whole Life, one of our sponsors of the show. You know, she over there explains.
What's she doing?
I love you because I am the she.
She over there. This is the third person. I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about somebody else being me.
Fuck that Yeah, it would have went better if you wasn't here. Yeah, I wouldn't have been able to do that shit in the privacy.
Right.
But she over there.
She over there.
She over there sending checks.
And I'm looking around. Who?
Donations and shit. It's her. I am she. She is me.
Okay.
But shout out to all the good people. Shout out to Amazing Grace.
Yeah.
We're going to definitely need a theme song for that.
Amazing Grace.
Shout out to a pan of this, a pan of that. We got loved ones that be chefing it up. Free promotion, of course, always. She got the bomb ass food. You can follow her on IG. We got Farbuff Rubies.
LLC.
You know what I'm saying? Go over, get your nails done. Yeah. Get your little cool, little gear, sexy gear. Should I say sexy? Is Keith over there slanging lingerie?
Nah, but she got your accessories on. She's making lingerie.
You can make some lingerie. Speaking of fucking lingerie, she
and make some.
I hate to segue into this after my homegirl shit. We love you over there, everybody over there, but listen.
Sending hearts.
I went over my homegirl house. I got a homegirl. Let me give you the context. I got a homegirl who has, before I went to Ohio, dicking, getting dick down. Down to the dickums. Dickum to the down. I've even enjoyed her escapades. You know what I'm saying? That was like my peek into the other world. Like,
yeah, right.
As the transition, as I'm in Ohio, she's transitioned. Now she has a full-blown girlfriend.
Okay.
Has a child.
Okay.
And if she hears this, it's no disrespect. It's just content.
Yeah. We're just talking.
I have to say this.
You are anonymous.
And she's like very like a pristine type individual. Howard alumni, got her shit in order, home
she's snooty.
Older.
She's a little snooty.
But she's not snooty, but
down earth.
She come from my fucking CHV. 14th okay. Columbia Road, Columbia Heights. She definitely, came up out the mud.
Right,
congratulations
right.
to fucking her. I'm shit.
But she just got Snoopy.
Snoopy in the bitch. We from uptown. We automatic.
I'm 7-Eleven.
I'm bullshit. We from uptown. If you're uptown, you know, we bougie and shit.
Yeah.
So, baby Cali for real. Uh-huh. Uptown. But I go visit her and I probably want her, you know, hit a little J, get a little mix. I'm in town. And she's like full blown lesbiana. Like
she
with the shits. Like it's okay, you got your girlfriend and your friend. You got your girlfriend and her child. Y'all doing this little home thing. I don't know how it's going, but it's working. Hey, you can afford to do it, it's all of this. But when I come in that motherfucker and I see you sitting down, and she's a woman of many hobbies,
right?
Many talents. Exceptional skills, a fast learner and such. But to sit there and watch you sew a harness.
What kind of harness?
The harness. The strap to hold the gat in.
Yeah. Okay.
Like tailoring. You're tailoring. I'm in it. I've been in it. I've been in it since I was a kid. 16, 17 years. I've been on. Right. I chose this dom life.
Right.
This dominant side. I knew I was going to be the one pretending to have a dick. I ain't never want to be a man, but I love the way, the power.
You never change your voice.
I never. You know, it's
never
been a struggle.
Pills.
It's been a struggle.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But look, I've never had the urge to custom my fit, my harness. I don't know if I'm just inconsiderate. I'm really on some nigga shit. It's just like, this shit fit. We're going to stick it in and make you do whatever it do. We're going to envision some shit, and that's what it is.
Yeah.
I take care of the rest with my mouth. I take care of the rest with my
this
mouth.
This is just
but
the beginning.
To see her with a needle and thread and a leather triangular with a hole, like, to make this shit really fit, it kind of made me feel like, oh, Ty, this shit is really a sport.
We going after it.
It's a sport out this motherfucker. It surprised me also because my friend, like I said, that was dick him down.
Yeah, right.
Dick him down. Get dick down. Oh, yes. But to see her in this full shit, it's like she's becoming the ops. Cause I don't fuck with the letter gang for real. You looking like one of them now. You sitting home. And it's just.
You don't watch too many news clips.
And she's describing all the toys. She got more toys than me. I'm like, damn, I've been in this.
Them endorphins, right?
She got the low haircut.
Oh yeah.
Like it's giving Gail.
Yeah. Okay.
It's giving the bitch Bobby Brown had a problem with.
Oh, they're getting sewing it together. That's a different depth. Like but if I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna do it all the way.
Yeah, like damn, it makes me feel like a failure. Like I just stopped at the clothes.
What have I been doing?
I've just stopped. I didn't try enough in this lifestyle. Like,
damn.
Is that why I be shitting on it so much? Because I just am I low key envious? Am I jealous?
You just
I'm never gonna go into details as to why I can't be jealous. We won't do that here, but
we had to take a break.
We'll
be back.
This should be that's really grand. Because you know, I've been struggling.
Right.
It's hard out here for a motherfucker like me. But I ain't never want my voice to be that deep.
Never.
Like Brittany Griner, she's in it.
All the way in it.
She's that's fucking
that,
in
that's
it.
That. If I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it all the way.
My dad said if you're going to do it right. But I just thought you meant with the quality of aesthetics.
Nah.
And you know.
It's just, 100. Like, all the 100. Time.
Like, she got like, she going to the Pride festivals and.
As their leading man.
Yeah. It's giving Butch.
Right.
It's giving Butch. But she gonna wear her little t-shirts. But she's still going to throw on a dress for the occasion. Like, if it's her birthday, she definitely going to wear a dress and get makeup. She's still doing that. But it's like, damn, dog, you got like.
Is that an honor to, like, your parents or something? Did you do that? Like, why? If you going to be this person.
No. It can't be that because I guess it's different nowadays because they're coming from, like, getting digged down. So it's like they ain't really choosing. The lifestyle is fucked up.
Yeah,
let me just
tell you something real quick. I'm gonna give a quick story. Mm-hmm. If I could do that, enlighten ears of y'all here. Can I?
You fucked this up. I don't want to say stud because I ain't about that life.
I have, but that wasn't where I was going.
Oh, that's not.
No.
Shit.
Yeah, no. If you have a vagina, you're not my. If you have a vagina, you're not my ops. I'm with you. You are still a woman. Hey, yeah, you have a vagina.
I am woman. Hear me squirt.
Nah. I don't feel that shit.
But listen,
I did a wedding, and it was my first lesbian wedding. It was cool.
Okay.
However,
what type of lesbian though?
I couldn't tell.
It's like top shelf. It's like
this is why I couldn't tell.
It's
so
tears, not just shelf, but just
both
tears
of them. Came down the aisle separately with wedding dresses on.
That's definitely top, not top tier as in like excellence, but top tier as they at the max.
But
they all in.
That's not who she is to me.
What do you
because mean? Then at the reception,
she threw
on a tux. And
that's
I'm confused.
What the fuck is going on?
I was confused. And it was a black person and a Jewish person. You might have to edit that Jewish part.
Why?
I don't know.
Oh.
Because they
but
got on, yeah.
What kind of black person, though? Like, went to, like, a school without
yeah,
walls.
Like,
Mo
Coach. Einstein High School or something.
She
don't
a red line black person?
Nah, she wasn't around our hood. She was different. She black.
She getting on the blue line going north.
Yeah, she grew up more into her
Herndon. How did you say it, Virginia?
Herndon. Them niggas probably out here like, we got some gangsters out here. Chill out.
Square glasses, square backpack. Yeah, like she had a roller backpack in school.
Yeah, she had that. Yeah.
And we're not shitting on the love at all. I'm not.
Nah, it's love. Because, it was one of the best weddings I did.
Event-wise.
All right. I was just confused.
Well, you wouldn't know about personal.
I was just confused. It's like, yo, if you came down the aisle in a wedding dress, did you have to be somebody else for somebody else?
Well,
or is this just because then you? I'm talking about change quick and look more comfortable. Look and appeared to be more comfortable.
Well,
in
well
the
that
tux.
Might be the same as me because my brother got married. Mm-hmm. And when my brother got married, I had to be one of the bridesmaids.
And you had to wear a dress.
I didn't have to wear a dress. I just was like, you know what? I'm going to wear a dress.
Okay.
Because I've never been in a dress and I got to prove some things to myself. But I also just want to upstage these other bitches. Because if you're going to do it, how you say it? If you're going to do it, right.
Do it right.
I did it.
You got pictures.
I got pictures.
I want to see the pictures.
I got a picture with a
light-skinned
nigga.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't brag like light-skinned niggas rule
the world. I'm just saying he was the highlight of the wedding.
Literally.
He was a highlight.
You got a hickey?
I mean, that's every girl's dream. You got me fucked up. That's every cocoa girl's
I'll be sure, nigga, with the hair all the way.
You know what I'm saying? Look like an East Upstate Bronx nigga. But I got the dress. I wore the dress.
Okay.
But I did it just for me. You know what I'm saying? But when I took them shoes off, I was definitely
and
me.
And see, so that's
I got took the heels off. That makes sense, but I didn't go and like put my linen suit on.
Right. That like makes sense. And I don't judge. Like I really
even though
don't
I had
judge,
the Burberry linen makes sense. Cut. Go ahead.
Yeah, nah, I really don't judge, but that makes sense though. I just be having questions.
I don't want to be in the wedding. I keep that's true.
But that was your brother, and you
it's opened
like,
up.
I'm gonna go ahead and change it up and let these motherfuckers know.
I didn't want to be in the wedding period because I knew they wouldn't make it.
Oh, and they did.
He was just a type that he came back home one day with a girl, and she just seemed like he was all in his preacher stage, and it seemed like she was auditioning to be first lady, and. Okay. I knew nothing about her because, you know, I mean, I'm growing. This is my show.
All right. Talk that shit.
Rick, this is my show.
Talk that shit.
I ain't seen him with a chick in a minute. So, it's not just he popped up with somebody. He just popped up with her. Like, who the fuck is her? Like, it's a her. What's happening here? Are you trying to be like that? Like, what's happening? I don't think I could be a part of this stepsister shit. What is it called? Sister-in-law. This is not a title of me. I don't have shit. She had her one of her brother's name was Fred. That's why I knew I was in the fucking Twilight Zone. Mm-hmm. Like, what the fuck are you? I said his name.
Edit.
Have a go. We grown. Fuck it. He got a lot on me. I can get one on to him.
Yes, you got to get
it. Gotcha, bitch. Gotcha, bitch. We go content.
Gotcha,
but nah, I just definitely knew that shit wasn't gonna work out.
Right.
And it didn't. It didn't. I knew at the bachelor party.
Yeah.
I don't want to have it anymore. I'm gonna shut it down right
for
there.
For it to be at the bachelor party and you find out about your friend, that nigga ain't ready.
This flight is good. I'm coughing now. I know why my coughs. I never did. I'm coughing. Man. You hear me taking this flight? But yeah, let me ask you about something.
Yeah.
How do you feel? Have you ever had a long distance relationship?
Yeah and no.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah and no. I don't.
As a grown person in like
as
the 30s,
a grown person in my
20s,
no.
30s.
No.
Late 20s, 30s.
No, but I know that I'm
You're not capable of it?
Nah. I ain't gonna say I'm not capable. I don't prefer it. I don't. It would have
because
it has
you need to be like
strong,
around
though.
That person, like, damn. That's,
yes.
If you gotta be a mind of a marry him.
Knowing your love language, period, and just knowing who you are.
I would have put it in this sense.
You know what you want. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm just saying, like, I'm gonna put it in this sense. You started out, you were close, and then you had to move.
Yeah, so let me say this. I've talked to somebody on the phone. Like, I met them in person.
Mm-hmm. On a chat line?
No. I've we really met each other in person.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had a relationship, rather. Not even a real relationship. I wouldn't call it a relationship. Yeah, it's a relationship.
Okay.
Because... And we would talk damn near every day, but we're in the same state.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the same state.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Not with more than an hour away from each other,
mm-hmm.
but never like kicked it.
Yeah.
But we'd talk every day.
Right.
Type shit. And it was a good vibe.
It was
so
a good little shit.
That is long distance. And I guess, like you said, we get older. I guess if I really wanted to, I could have went seen her way more often. Because you make time. And it's not that fucking far. But I think that's about
it. I'm about like 6 hours away from my boat.
But do y'all, it's a connection though. When you got that connection. And then,
it's just
you know
a connection.
So,
and the way that our lives are operating right now, me being distant is also like filling up the in-between times because we got so much to do and take care of and resetting and, you know what I'm saying, just recreating a foundation in our lives.
It makes for good conversation.
Huh?
It makes for good conversation.
Good conversation. Sometimes the conversation be dry because, not dry, but.
You don't want to talk about the same thing.
All
your
the time.
Every day.
You know what I'm saying?
It's Monday.
You just get frustrated with the fact that you would do that in person.
Yeah.
But over the phone, it feels slightly.
Sometimes you want to feel it.
You just
want to
feel that
when
shit when you're
saying
it, or, you know, even if it's a good or bad day or something like that. But I miss my friend. You know, I like to say friend because I'm building on a friendship.
And
I want
good.
A friendship that supersedes the sexual relationship or the intimate relationship. The way that I see it, you know what I'm saying? So that's how she can deal with my quirks and vice versa. You feel me? But I fucking fuck with her. I was just trying to see how, and loved ones, when you're listening, how you feel about long distance relationships? I mean, you make it work. I'm a free spirit. And that's going to go into something wanted to talk about tonight, just being a free spirit. But I'm a free spirit. It's a free spirit. I mean, as far as I don't have the normal, I'm not on call with a lot of things in life. You know what I'm saying? And it's not to give or take away from people who have kids or don't have kids. It's not about that thing. But having a kid is a decision. It's a choice. And it's commendable that you stuck with that choice and dealt with your responsibilities. But it's also a pleasure of not having kids and the freedom of them. And not just having kids, but even if you're not having responsibility to take care of your parents.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or your family members just need you like at all. You know what I'm saying? So it's a luxury to live in like this. It's also times where you might be in a position where you wish you had someone consistently around. But I can only speak for myself, I don't mind not being accountable all the time for us.
The vulnerability.
Yeah, for like for us,
for,
not just
for anything
for either. Just, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, and I think she definitely understands that if we, you know, we fucking lesbians and we break up and make up and break up early, that's just how this shit goes. You know what I'm saying? Even we together or we married. That's how this shit is rapid. This is like, you know, like a rapid drug test. You go, you get your results right then and there.
You pick
you
and
meet
choose
a woman.
You pick and choose what you give a fuck about.
Yeah, what you give a fuck about. You that's what I do. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I have the luxury of picking and choosing what the fuck I get give a fuck about.
Right.
And that's what makes us work in a sense. But it gets, when you got somebody who's, you know, definitely a looker, look good as shit, smell good as shit, fuck good as shit, that sexual, you miss that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But you also know, I know, we know how we get when we get caught up in sex.
Mm-hmm.
Sex can we can have sex, we be fuckable. Nah, we could just be having sex for 3 months straight and like 3 months straight just go by fast. And it's like, what the fuck? We've been fucking for 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been on that high of just that sexual high. So this break is also, you know what I'm saying? It was definitely necessary to see if this shit really real. And if you want to leave a voice message, you can up on the Spotify app, man. Like I said, I had a good fucking time tonight. Rick, they're going to find you on Amazing Grace on Instagram.
Yep.
Load me up on IG too at Dope Made with Love. I'm the Neighborhood Love Dealer. You can definitely also follow the movement, the Love Movement page. I love your whole life. That's I love your _ whole life. And y'all already know the whole and whole life is whatever helps others live every day. I am the Neighborhood Love Dealer. This is another episode of Dope Made with Love. like I always say, the demons having a gangster party and they're giving out free tickets. They dress to impress, disguise and success. Please, please, please don't get caught slipping. We out this motherfucker tonight. I had a good time, man. Shout out to Dramatic Music. I don't know if my theme song gonna be in the background, but y'all already know what it is. If nobody told you today, you already know I love your whole life. And have the night you deserve. I'm dropping this shit. I'm on a roll, man. Run my shit up, man. Run our shit up. This time. Run our shit up.
Get them numbers.
You know what I'm saying?
Get them numbers.
That's how to be humble. Run our shit up.
Get it.
Consistency.
Always.
Shout out to Let's Keep It 100 Podcast. I'm going to give them a special shout out at the end. That's what's up, man. I fuck with them over there. All right, yo. Mm-hmm.